It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, command Maniac lie down with hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick. The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S marks top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think you got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit! Ladies and gentlemen!
How's your speakers, guys?
Fucking distortion!
It's Friday night, and you know what that means!
Masturbation on a Pop-Tart?
Well, that's our listeners, but for us, it means we actually have to do some work.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those of you without definable gender, it's time for Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
What is it again?
Murphy.
Got it. I'll try to remember it this week.
Thank
honest,
you. And guess
try.
Who else is here with us tonight?
Who?
Our loyal engineer,
Leroy Jenkins.
Thank you, Leroy.
Hey, who's the baddest man in the engineering booth?
Leroy Jenkins.
Who's the man who won't miss his cues tonight?
Leroy!
Right on. How are
you? Chicken.
Of course, we can't count on you not missing your cues, but that's all right.
I love throwing that in.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, 7 o'clock here in Vegas. I'm sure it's some other time everywhere else you're at. It's now time to listen to Spankwagon Radio for the next 2 hours.
You poor sons of bitches.
Really? We conned a lawyer into the office
today.
That's
right, guys.
We have a lawyer.
We have a lawyer.
A
we had to lawyer up.
Yeah, well, you know, because we're so big and multinational. Because, hey, listeners,
security's
over.
Coming next week.
Oh.
That's right, boys.
That ain't good.
We got security now.
So here's how it works, folks. You are listening at home. Well, you need to join in. And the best way to do that, of course, is to go to the greatest website ever.
Spankwagon.net.
Once you go to the website, go ahead on the left-hand side. You'll see a cam and chat. We'll load up the webcam, get it going.
Woohoo!
We'll also have the
show
chat
my
room.
Meaty nipples.
We'll also have the chat going so you can join along with us in the chat room and also chat with other listeners. And, of course, we will be doing our normal fun stuff today. So we'll have the phone lines open. Why don't you go ahead and just give that number out right now?
That's going to be 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. Those of you local in town, it's going to be 383-8120.
Of course, if you'd rather dial long distance, and hey, you got to pay someone for that, it's 1-702 in front of that.
Oh, you ass monkey. I thought you were going to throw in the busted six line.
No, we've given him enough harassment. I'm sure by now he either has a phone.
No, he hasn't.
Or... He's finally gone and broke open the phone, soldered the six back together.
Fuck that. You know he's using Skype now.
I don't think he'd use... Well, yeah, he probably would use Skype.
Yeah.
He would use Skype.
So, guys, we also have... We weren't lying. We have a lawyer in the studio.
Basically, the powers that be decided we need checks and balances.
Yeah, so...
Some of the shit we say is a little bit too much for the normal mortals to hear.
Yeah, so every once in a while, we'll have the kibosh thrown down on us. And, yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, we all understand... Well, actually, why don't we just dive into some news with this.
Oh, boy.
Because we all understand now where lawyers are in the dichotomy.
Uh-oh. Hold on. We have breaking news.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Breaking news. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I have to tell you, Cheney Watch is on. Apparently, the vice president is loose. He is wandering around. They have not captured him yet. In what is being reported now by some, namely me, a failed murder-suicide plot, Dick Cheney is loose, he has not been captured, and he is around somewhere. So those of you wearing orange that resemble old people or a quail, be warned, the vice president is loose.
Be very warned.
We will
keep
you updated tonight on the on Cheney Watch 06.
As a matter of fact, we have this in from the Associated Press. As soon as it loads.
Talk about missing my cues.
Dick Cheney's got a gun. Dick Cheney's got a gun.
Turn her mic on. This is great. I want to hear her crack it up.
Okay.
Come undone.
Go ahead. Get on it like it's a big black cock.
In the Texas sun. What did our leader do? Who did put a bullet through?
So that's right, guys. We will keep you apprised tonight.
When we have any information on Dick Cheney, we will be passing that on to our listeners for your own safety, especially those of you who are down in the Corn Belt, down in Texas. As a matter of fact,
he was in Wisconsin earlier today. He is moving around.
He's moving around. This is not good.
No.
They have not detained Dick Cheney for these actions.
It's not good at all. It's
How
a
you
sad
doing,
evening.
Lawyer? We don't have a name for you yet.
Well, you know what? I think we can actually call her. I don't think lawyer doesn't work well. She's our legal beagle.
Legal beagle? That's just insulting.
No, she's looking at me like she's going to hit me. We do have a lawyer in studio. We are going to have some talk about stuff a little bit later. But, yeah, she is here to keep us in check. Apparently, we've pissed off some people.
Which is never really good, but, you know, I always enjoy it.
She's our new on-crack legal team.
I like pissing people off. Is that so wrong?
So go ahead and chime in. Say hi to the boys.
And girls.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, that's
very
right.
Nice.
She's a girl.
And she can talk into the mic. This is the first time we've had a guest that can talk into the mic the first try.
That's right.
Wow.
She can enunciate.
Ooh.
Now, you feel free to throw in an objection wherever you need to.
And we'll just abstain it.
We'll abstain it?
Whatever. I'm not a...
Sustain it?
Like I'm a fucking judge.
Oh, look at that.
Like I'm a fucking judge.
She's you're going to take that spider? Oh, get your fucking shot.
Right. Oh, so, of course, the question there is Landshark? No.
I don't think Landshark's a good lawyer name. We'll come up with a name for her soon.
Yeah, we got to figure out something. All right. So
wow.
Now that we blew the big joke of the day right in the first 5 minutes, I think we're done.
No, we're going to keep running that one right into the ground.
Oh, good.
It's not Spankwagon if we're not running into the ground.
Jeez, that's true. And you forgot the rim shot today, so.
Yeah. That's right.
What a fucking week. You know what? I had to actually... I think I smell like fucking cats.
Oh, boy. Wait. You smell like pussy?
No. That would be much better than the smell I'm smelling.
I could eat a pizza for hours.
Do you feel better? So this week, a week and a half ago, we had to put my wife and I had to put the cat down. When we had to go take it to the vet to get
him put down. And you smell bad.
That's the new cat. So we pick up these two new cats. We're basically saving them because otherwise they go to the pound. Because the people who had them, they're moving, they're leaving the state, and we're like, okay, I'll take them. One of which is completely petrified of everything. Everything.
So it's a Freddy cat?
Oh, huge. Huge fucking pussy.
God, I wish I had the rim shot.
You know, that would be good right there, too. But the thing is, this cat won't leave from behind the couch. It's where it stays. Won't leave. The other cat's too scared to leave
you
upstairs.
You have a non-mobile pussy.
Dude, totally non-mobile pussy. This pussy is stuck behind the couch. You ever have a pussy stuck behind the couch?
You know, it's I can't say I've ever had pussy stuck behind the couch.
It's not easy getting a hairy pussy unstuck from the couch.
Oh, Christ, it's like Velcro. You feel... Oh, wait, I think you may have... Wow. I think you may have agitated the lawyer. Oh, has
sorry,
he gone too
that,
far?
Is that too far?
You're all right.
Okay. You know, because when you have, you have a pussy that's
we
stuck behind the couch.
We have our own standards and practices right here in the studio with us. So you've got one stuck pussy.
I got one stuck pussy. I got one pussy that won't come down, from the upstairs.
You know, that's a big problem when pussy won't go
down. I got an upstairs pussy and a downstairs pussy, and neither of them will meet in the middle.
Never the two shall meet.
You know, it's driving me nuts. You try to lure the pussy out with some food, it won't work.
That's what happens. You get surrounded by pussy and you can't get any of it near each other.
Exactly.
That's the fucking problem.
Exactly. So, I'm stuck.
I like my pussy in a big conglomerated group. The more pussy in one big group, the better. Did we go too far?
I don't know. Lawyer?
You're getting close.
Okay. Look at that.
Oh.
So, guys, we are in studio, and I would like
Digital
to...
Digital Diva asked, did you try to console the pussy?
Maybe it's a timid pussy.
That's very possible.
Maybe it's a frigid pussy.
Aww.
Nothing I hate more than frigid pussy. Well, maybe no pussy.
I think no pussy for you is more than frigid pussy.
No pussy really has never been an option for me. It's just the lawyer can probably back that up.
So anyhow, about these cats.
Yeah, since we've beaten the pussy joke to death.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, so you've got pussy and...
So these two fucking cats. Now, of course, because, I'm used to having one cat that...
Got pussy?
Can't get this out. Had the one cat. Now I have these two new cats, and they're fucking chicken shit. I can't stand this. It's driving me nuts. Picking up cats that,
You brought them home last night.
Yes, I know. I gotta give more of a chance. Drives me fucking nuts, though.
I'll trade your evening for my day anytime.
That's true. You've had
I was trapped in Utah. As some of you can see, I'm not wearing the traditional all black t-shirt. Well, I am underneath my work shirt.
Let me get the cameras going.
But I'm wearing my work shirt today. My fucking polo. And I got trapped in Utah for the day. Stupid fucking problems with a known problem that apparently was unknown up until the point where
I fixed it and then
it became a known issue.
Wow.
And here's the patch. You motherfuckers.
Doesn't you just love being a tech?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would just like to point out the chat room is really kind of interesting this evening. We've had a merger, if you will.
I was noticing that, and I don't know how we're going to deal this when it comes time for Mad Props, because, the fact that Jenny and Claude X have become one.
Yeah, we had a little love connection on our show.
Our former host, when he moved down into Houston area, we have a listener in the Houston area. We're like, why don't you guys hook up? Sure enough, they hook up.
Oh, not just any listener. A listener who showed us her tits and wrote Spank Wagon across them in Sharpie.
Permanent marker. Very nice.
Yeah, it's one thing for paint. It's another when it just doesn't come off. So
we had to send Claude down there to rub it clean.
Yes.
Successfully.
And
I don't think he stopped rubbing.
I'm just wondering if semen makes a good cleaning product.
Well, for permanent marker, you can use dry erase marker because of the acetone.
Yeah, no, I think it was a pearl necklace.
Yeah, probably.
If I'm wrong, feel free to tell me so. But the big question is Claude getting any? And if so, how is it?
He's getting it with a marker. She has to write directions. Enter here, exit there. Whoa!
Wrong hole! Liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Oh, great. It's a Big Johnson t-shirt. You're having flashbacks to 1988.
Exactly.
Right on. All right, so Why don't we cover a little bit more about Spank Wagon, just so that we can get it taken care of? Because, you know, you've told me I had to kibosh the bet, the phone smart bet.
I got to tell you, it's been a complete failure.
Because
and
it's failed all 3 weeks we've tried the phone swarm.
Yeah, I think the reason it's failed is because there's never anyone standing near a phone booth when you need them to be.
Exactly. So what I've done is now that's part of the site. You can go to Spank Wagon, the site, click on phone swarm.
And it can fail for you at home.
And it fails for you at home. Also, don't forget we have the Frapper map, so you, the listeners at home, wherever you are in the United States, hell, wherever you are in the world,
can let us know where you are.
Let us know where you are. Go ahead and punch in the information. And you can still maintain a sense of privacy because you don't have to sign up for anything.
Yeah, and it's Google. It's not Microsoft, so they're not going to steal your soul.
Well, no. Google is getting to the point where they are
They're not soul stealing.
Dude, they are getting to that point. Okay, first off.
Oh, boy.
No, don't fucking oh, boy me. Now, did you see that Google rolled out Google Chat?
Yeah.
Where you can now have your chats saved in your email.
You can also actually participate in chats within the website, and I've done it, and it's actually kind of cool.
Okay, where do you think that... Do you think that that information is just going out there and not being saved?
When you first start your Gmail box, you can say, save it or don't save it. And anytime you're... Anytime you're in the chats, you can click on a little button marked make it off the record, and it doesn't save it.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Do you honestly fucking believe that they're not saving it?
I'm hoping that they're not saving it.
You know, they are the only search engine that they're telling the U.S. government, no, you cannot get our information.
Yeah, but they're
but
one
you
of...
But you know, like hell, that they have that information anyway. You know they're saving
but
that.
But there's so there's much of it. There's
of
no
that
reason to keep it. Okay, now... You're going to bring this up, but them, Yahoo, Microsoft, and a couple of other places have gone before, were actually taken before Congress the other day and ripped to shreds for complying with China's requests for all that information.
Right. Okay.
So do you not use MSN Messenger or Yahoo Messenger? Because I know you've spoken to me on Yahoo
Messenger. Oh, absolutely. I use them.
Everybody's caching this stuff. I just think there's so much stuff going through Google, there's nothing to do with it all.
I think the problem is people are too quick to say Google is honest. Google is good. No. You can't trust them.
How can you not trust a company whose motto is don't be evil?
Such as, do you know that they're doing Google Mail forwarding? So you could put in your like a domain name and a username at Google, through Gmail, and it'll actually act as if it's like, let's say...
A pop server.
Yeah, trencher@spankwagon.net, and it'll actually do the domain resolutions for you. Do you realize, though, that means that they have your mail, confidential mail, going right through their servers for them to pick up a cache?
Dude, you can do that on almost any mail server.
No. If I run my own mail server, no. But Google, people are trusting Google far too much.
Until they prove that they're evil, I don't think that you should just automatically slap on the tinfoil hat.
You should absolutely, positively treat everything like that with suspicion. You shouldn't just automatically go out there and say, yes, I trust Google. Google can have all this information.
Okay, Google hasn't done anything to show that they can't be trusted.
Google hasn't shown me how they can be trusted.
Some people say the glass is half empty.
The glass
some say
is
it's half
empty.
Full. And
then,
other people want to know
who
drank
half
their
the
fucking
glass.
Water. Okay, so now that we've gone on about this...
Well, let's ask... We've got a lawyer.
Okay, fine.
Studio.
Ask the lawyer.
What is your opinion on this? I mean, I know you use Gmail. As a lawyer.
This is where you're talking to the mic.
Join in part of the show. How do you feel? Do you feel comfortable using Gmail? Do you feel comfortable knowing that they are caching this information?
No. I mean, look, I'm a lawyer. I don't trust anybody by nature.
Right.
So... if there's a chance that they're picking up my email, my private conversations, where's it going? Anybody could have access
exactly.
to that.
Exactly. And it's not just Google. I'm sorry. If you actually have all this information in a single spot, where are people going to aim for attacking, for hacking, and all that good stuff?
Yeah. They're going to aim
at that single spot.
They haven't given anyone any reason not to trust them, other than the whole complying with China. And getting people arrested.
Well,
but they all did that. I don't feel there's any reason not to trust them yet until something pops up to where you can't trust them. I trust them more now because they've told the U.S. government to fuck off than I did, you know, prior to that. They're not giving the information to anyone. They're not giving U.S. citizens information to anyone, and it's going to take a fucking federal court injunction or what the fuck ever it is it requires for them to get this information out of them.
Well, they're not being squeezed yet. Squeeze them a little bit
who says
they
mean
else, they'll give it up.
Exactly.
Well,
you know, come on. I mean, let's look at what they've done with, you know, Yahoo and the other search engines. You know, even Yahoo says they can't compete with Google anymore, so they're backing off. But Yahoo totally submitted to the request of the U.S. government.
Yeah, Yahoo's fucking creepy, too.
But no one ever thought that back in, well, hell, when Yahoo came out back in 80 or 96, no one ever thought, oh, this is going to happen.
Well,
like
Yahoo's
this.
Under a lot of fire, though. I mean, they do have that whole fucking kiddie porn goddamn chat room thing happening, and they're just trying to keep their asses alive through that. So.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's the Frapper map, and it's Google, and it's not evil. So, you can go ahead and go there, stick a little pin there, and let everyone know where you're at. Kind of shows everyone where our listeners are. And, yeah.
Yeah, man, you can do it and not keep in so far as, I guess, well, I guess you're never really truly anonymous on the internet.
Nope.
Get the black helicopters out, but I'm just saying is...
Get the tinfoil!
Get the tinfoil hats out, you know.
So, yeah, anyway, uh-oh, boys and girls, that's it. We've got more breaking news on Cheney Watch 06. There is still no sign of the vice president. They have not captured him yet. Even though his victim has been released from the hospital, I actually think that that man needs to be put in the federal witness relocation program or at least have marshals out front of his house. Again, I repeat, Vice President Cheney has not been caught. So that's where we are with that. So, oh, I'm getting the stretch it sign. So, we do have a lawyer in studio tonight. Later on in the evening, we're going to pummel her with some questions and ask her about a couple of cases that are of interest. I personally want to know what kind of charges Mr. Cheney could be facing if his victim were to die. I know that it's pretty much a dead subject at this point until they do capture him. I don't know what the status on that is, on how that manhunt is going. I assume that since all of the vehicles were supplied by Halliburton, they've all been remotely shut down. But we are going to go over a couple of other cases, some First Amendment cases that do deal with some radio personalities. And also, we'll be able to pummel her with hypothetical situations. We will not be allowed to solicit for actual legal advice. So, oh good, Rev's not in there. We don't have to worry about questions of fucking the goat.
Yes.
The goat rape questions.
No bestiality issues.
Yeah, the goat rape questions will not be brought up this week.
Thank God.
Yeah, but greetings to everyone in the chat room. So if anyone does have anything to ask, you will be able to phone in later.
Something in the chat room they're saying, like Juke says here, I figure I don't have anything to hide, so why do I care? Vert replies, everyone has something to hide, which is absolutely true. Everybody has something. I mean, if you have nothing to hide, Juke, go ahead, call up the studio line. 1-866. Hold on. 1-866-587-6257. Call up the studio line right now. Give me your social security number. If you have nothing to hide, go ahead and call that number.
Well, there's a difference.
And give me
social
security
number.
Everybody has something they have to keep secure.
No. There's a difference between something to hide and putting your information out so that someone can snag it and abuse it. If he's got nothing...
I see no distinction. I don't. I really don't. please, speak up.
I gotta agree. It's the principle of the thing. I don't care whether I have something to hide or not. My information and what I send over the internet should be protected and should be private.
Okay, wait.
Did I just win one?
Hold on. So you've got nothing to hide.
No, I didn't
say
that.
Okay, I'm
sorry.
She didn't say that.
Okay.
She said this has stuff she wants to keep confidential. To keep confidential is, you know, a synonym for hiding.
Okay. So here's the next step in that then. And of course it's going to be jumping subjects, but here's the next step. So what do you think about the warrantless wiretaps?
I think it's complete bullshit.
Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
All right.
That's just it. That's privacy. Warrantless wiretaps should never have been, should not have happened.
No, I'm sorry. It's a terrorist surveillance program.
Bullshit, okay?
We have a justice system to authorize these things. We have courts that are set up when there are national security interests at stake to authorize those kind of wiretaps. I don't see any reason why the president or anybody else ought to be going behind this country's back and doing things without authorization. That's why we have checks and balances. That's why we have a court system.
Thank you. That's exactly, you know.
That's
you can't say it any better. As a matter of fact, that is said so well, we now have to go to break to recover.
So I can pull my head out of my ass, apparently.
Apparently. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play some good old music. Some motivational, inspirational, and just enjoy it, folks. We'll be back. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back.
My heart, give it to me one time.
You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy with a mouthful of nuts.
Say that again.
I'm Murphy with a mouthful of nuts.
There you go. And notice he has a lot of practice with nuts because he's speaking very articulate and clear.
Well, you know, I did have to get this job somehow.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. What does that say about me? All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back listening to... We're back, they're back, we're all back listening to...
I'm front.
Oh, you're a pitcher.
Yeah, you catcher.
Ah.
Brokeback Spankwagon.
Oh, ew. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio.
Was that too far?
That was too far.
Oh,
no.
We've hit the wall. Wait, all it takes is one fag joke and we're done?
Maybe you
oh, fuck that. Where's little Timmy?
Yeah, really. Little Timmy should be in the chat room. We wouldn't shut up for the rest of the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spankwagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever.
We're on the air.
Right. Do you feel better now after your little break?
I do, but I tell you what, I may have to make an emergency run to the 7-Eleven. Blood sugar's getting kind of low.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, you are the diabetic, aren't you?
Well, I'm not diabetic. I just need to keep a constant level of sugar.
Great. Let's see if I got
I'm ready to go into pancreatic sugar.
Yeah.
Oh!
We'll owe him. After the show, we'll owe him.
All right.
So here's where we're going. Actually, we decided during the break we're going to continue going on course on the course that we're discussing right now. The next step, actually, we're going to talk about the RIAA and some of the bullshit they're attempting to do by saying that. Oh no! What did? Oh joy.
Yeah, I'm death training, and yeah, I did shoot him, and I feel bad about it, and I'm gonna have to live with that every day the rest of my life. Him falling down was horrible.
I love it. That's my new Dick Cheney voice.
There you go. Hey, by the way, are we up for the next? Do we have any updates?
I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay,
Cheney track is on. As soon as we get information, we will let everyone know.
I wanted to make sure so that we can go into the next one if we were going to get
you
know, grossly interrupted. So what is going on now? Let me grab my news.
Grab your news. It's in my ass.
The news. The RIAA says that ripping of your CDs to your iPod is not covered under fair use. It's no secret that the entertainment industries are not happy about the space shifting and format shifting, but surely ripping your own CDs to your own iPod should be legal.
You know who's got something to say about that?
Who?
Leroy rips a lot of stuff to iPods for me. But
really?
There's a whole lot of Grand Funk Railroad for some reason.
As a matter of fact, this is coming from the EFF. I know we talked about them pretty
extensively
last year.
We do love the EFF.
The EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Awesome. Awesome.
They were kind of going over the fact that last year with MGM versus Grokster, that they said that it's okay to do rip, you know, to rip music from an iPod or from a CD to your iPod.
It's fair use.
It's fair use. So
now, okay, wait, we've got the lawyer in the studio. Can you please explain to us and to the people at home who may not know what fair use is?
I'm actually not a copyright lawyer, so what fair use is, I don't have a real clear description, but it's my understanding that information that you own, you can transfer between formats, and fair use, I think, deals somewhat with education and using materials, copyrighted materials, for educational purposes, but that's about as much as I know.
Okay, all right. Basically, this is from last year.
You're fired. We need a new lawyer.
Don Verrilli said to the Supreme Court, the record companies, my clients...
I made her cry.
Aw, you asshole. The record companies, my clients, have said for some time now, and it's been on their website for some time now, that it's perfectly lawful to take a CD that you've purchased, upload it into your computer, or put it onto your iPod. So here we have the RIAA's lawyer saying it's perfectly legal, but now they want to reverse that decision. They want to take away that part of fair use. Any comments over there from you? Any comments from the intellectual people in the audience?
Well, you know, the RIAA said it was fair use once. Why do they want to change their minds now?
Yeah, didn't we give a slapjack no trade back on that? No backsies or something?
I don't know. I don't think the Supreme Court works quite like that, but... Hey, maybe they do.
Now, are they able to actually do this? Can they reverse their original decision because it's not making them enough money?
Well, it's not original decision. Can they go against what they
said? Against precedent. Can they go against their own precedent?
Well, they didn't set a precedent. They made a statement that certainly is going to come up if they try to attack that concept now. And certainly anybody that, you know, if they say now that it's not fair use when they've made the statement before that it is, it certainly looks bad for them.
Are you eating?
Yeah.
While you're doing the show, do we need to take another break?
No, no, I'm just backing off from the mic so I'm not munching everyone's ear. Fuck off.
Jesus,
dude. I was in Utah.
And that, you know, for that, we'll grant amnesty for the food on air. Got enough to bring for everybody listening?
Yeah, but you're going to eat it out of my shit later.
That's just not funny, dude. Can you try again? Come on, you can be funnier.
Yeah, I can regurgitate it into your open, waiting mouth like a mama bird.
You could still try it again.
Fuck you, you sperm-choking thunder cunt.
God, that's hilarious. That's perfect. Absolutely perfect. So we have.
I just wanted to say thunder cunt.
I've never heard that quite said like that before, I guess. I don't know. Hate that word, though. All right, so basically here we have. Get it out of your system now. Let's give him the mic, folks. Aw, Murphy.
Cunt, 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 cunt.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cunt.
Are you sure?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. So, anyway, as you were saying, see, I told you, I am the lowest common denominator.
Sorry, your mic's on.
Oh, you left the lawyer's mic off. Now she's going to sue you.
Sorry.
You're violating her civil liberties or something.
Are you a trial lawyer or what classification of lawyer? I mean, you're obviously not an ambulance chaser. I don't see, you know, Glenn Lerner and friends, you know. I don't see ambulance chaser,
she's
you know.
She's got great stories about Glenn Lerner, too.
I want to know, does the brother ever get a haircut? Because every commercial, his hair gets more and more worse.
Dude, he's white. How can he be a brother?
Who cares? The point is, his hair just gets worse and worse and worse. It's like he doesn't go to a barber.
Why'd he get a haircut?
How can he not? Can he not afford a barber? He's chasing ambulances. He can obviously put out crappy CG commercials.
Oh my God, those are so bad.
But does the dude ever get a haircut?
Okay, so anyway, back to the RIAA and the... There, I snarked all over the goddamn mic. Anyway,
it's going to give you a chance to clean up. Oh, you're cleaning the mic.
Yes.
Wodja.
Are you ready to go forward
yeah,
with
I'm
the
good.
Show?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you've been in Utah all day, but, you know.
Look, you ain't got to stop on my account. I stretch for you. The least you could do is do a little filler while I'm having a bite.
What do you think
we're
doing right now?
Busting my balls.
Well, it's stretching it out. It's filler.
All right. I'm going to fill you. I can't quit you.
Claude points on the chat room. He loves when you hear a fight on the air.
Yeah, that's a good
anyhow.
One. Okay, so RIAA reversing their previous
Wait,
stance.
Let's not even call them RIA.
Well, okay, you had a good name for them.
What did I say?
I think it was Fuck Monkeys, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, the Fuck Monkey Industry. Because the Fuck Monkey Industry keeps wanting to tell us what to do with stuff that we purchase from them. First off, we're the idiots because we continue to purchase stuff from them.
You say we.
Okay, let me rephrase this. The music I purchase, yes, the stuff I get legally. Because I'm not going to go out and download it off of LimeWire or Napster. Well, Napster 1.0. Yes, I know, as you open up LimeWire. The thing is, you know, getting music legally, we're still doing that. When is the system going to break down?
About 25 minutes ago.
No, seriously. Honest to God, when is the system going to break down? Because there's got to be a point where people who already own iPods, or let's not even say iPods, people who own MP3 players. When is that going to break down to where they're saying, you know what, enough is a fucking enough?
You know, you've got precedent to stand on. You've got the rulings and the abilities from VCRs, and now we've got DVRs, and I think we have to refer this one to the lawyer. I mean, what do you think?
I think you do have precedent to stand on. People have been recording TV shows on their VCRs for years, although now I hear some noise that the industry is trying to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like with the HBO broadcast flags.
Broadcast flags, I mean, the whole idea of the broadcast flag, that especially the ones that have been brought up in the 2005, you know, where they can limit what you record. Also the fact that they want to put a chip in all digital media. Anything that has a possibility of recording anything. You know, clock radios will have this chip so you can't fucking record the morning The morning zoo crew. Off of the clock radio in the morning. You know, this is getting ridiculous. At what point, you know, are they, you know, are they trying to basically, I'll use a legal term, sequester, woo! Yous are probably wrong. Yeah, thank you. But when are they, at what point are they going to, you know, just fucking crush down and keep us from using this medium and using, you know, MP3, AUG, AVI, any of these digital mediums?
And what kind of tools are we going to have to fight back? What kind of weapons are we going to have in an arsenal to combat this?
Well, I think what you have is the legal system, and you have, I mean, look, let's look at why the RIAA came into existence to begin with. It was there to protect artists, right, and to make sure that they got paid for the products that they put out.
Which is, you know, totally honorable.
Understand that. But if I go to Best Buy and I buy the CD, why shouldn't I have the right to come home and put it on whatever format is convenient for me to listen to it? At that point, I've paid for it. RIAA has done its job. The artist has been paid.
You know, and the same argument can be made for digital rights management, such as iPod. You know, iPod, you have to get an MP3 or AAC if you download it from the iPod store.
Actually,
I
there's
want fucking
also...
OG. Wait, give me OG Vorbis.
Wait, there is now a converter that comes on the disc, because I actually talked about it with the lawyer's husband, and with my own, I bought my wife an iPod Nano. Mm-hmm. There is a converter system built into iTunes now that will convert WMAs to AAC encoded MP3s.
Yes, but it's still putting a tag on that AAC. You know, you can load stuff into your iPod, but if I were to bring my iPod over to your house, we couldn't pull that music back off.
No, you can't. I've tried.
And that's ridiculous. You should be able to do that legally. Then let me rephrase it, because I see your eyes shifting. I'm saying legally. You know, there's a huge difference there. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Claude.
Hey, Claude, how's it going?
Not too bad. I want to chime in on that RIAA discussion.
Please do.
The fuck monkey
okay.
discussion?
Yes, fuck monkey. Fuck monkey industry.
The fuck monkey industry. I can tell you exactly to a T what's going on right here. The problem is not with MP3 players. It's with, excuse me, the iPod itself. Check this out. There's no difference that if you, like, take a CD, rip it, or even just dupe it onto a tape and then put it into a Walkman. That kind of medium of portable music has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
What this is the RIAA is pissed because iTunes is selling songs for a fucking 99 cents, and iTunes is the end-all, be-all place you got to go to now if you want to sell music.
And now iTunes, Apple itself, only makes, I think it's between 8 and 12 cents off of each one of those songs that is sold. The rest goes directly back to the label. And
that
Apple,
is true.
Apple's approaching, what is it, the... They've got a contest going now. I think it's, what is it, a billion songs or 100 billion songs?
Yeah, something like that.
Let's look on Apple's website. They've got a contest for this. So even with all this money coming through, how can they possibly have a problem with this?
Well, again...
Well, you know, it's very easy to kind of look at it like that and go, well, Apple's not making much money, and the rest goes to the artists,
the labels.
The problem with this is the companies are not making as much money off of this shit as they would if they actually went ahead and pressed a CD. I mean, like, nowadays it's like $20 for a goddamn disc.
Well, you know what? There's even a little bit about that, because if I remember correctly, about 6 months ago, Universal decided that they were going to start selling their CDs at $14.99. Because they realized, yeah, we are overcharging. And matter of fact, there was the class action lawsuit...
For price fixing.
For price fixing,
yeah.
That everybody got a buck back.
Right, and that was initiated by the Attorney General of the state of New York. Yeah, basically what this is the RIAA is losing control of a lot of shit right there. You've got artists that are just clanking out crap-ass music that no one gives a shit about. I mean, nowadays it's like, you know, every CD you get now is like totally themed, all right? If the first couple of songs suck, I'm going to guarantee you the last few of them suck as well. It's like the last disc that I actually got by anybody, which was like a total potpourri of shit, was like Audio Slave on their two last discs.
Okay.
Where it's like, you know, they had like some hard rock that had some, you know, fucking really mellow shit and had some deep meaning, you know. But
you can't compare like Audio Slave, but you can't compare Audio Slave to like Ashley Simpson or some of the other.
No, I mean, and it's bubblegum. That's you know, that's a different medium, or not medium, but that's a different.
I'm not going to attack bubblegum, because you know there's some bubblegum shit that I admittedly do like. What I'm saying is, you know, the problem that we have is. The RIAA is not fucking happy about this because they're losing control and they're losing a lot of the royalties for themselves. I mean, let's face it, you know, years ago, man, you know, if you wanted to just listen to a fucking song, what did you do? You paid like anywhere from 40, 50 to a dollar, you know, 40, 50 cents to a dollar for a 45, and you took it home on your turntable. All right. Then,
well, and I will also say you'll pay $3, if I remember correctly, for a cassette that was a single.
Yeah.
Right. And then it was like $6. For a CD with a single, maybe a couple B-sides or a couple, you know, maybe even a couple different songs. So then you're like, well, shit, why should I pay like half the price of a full-on disc just for three songs, so I might as well up my ante, double it, and then get, like, you know, 14 to 20 tracks.
Now, right. Speaking of the royalties, according to the Apple website, the iTunes Music Store is currently at $983,670,900, and it's just going up songs sold. Once they get to a billion, have you seen the prize list for what the billionth song is?
No.
You get 10 iPods, 5 in white, 5 in black, a 20-inch iMac, and those ones are all nanos. You also get a video iPod for yourself and a $25,000 iTunes Music card.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah, and they're giving away prizes at every 100,000. So if anyone wants to watch, it's going to be going up again here probably in the way this thing is going. I'd say by the end of the night.
By the end of the show, it should be up another 10,000 at least.
You'll hit another 100,000 by the end of the show. So. But yeah, I can totally see what you're saying, and a lot of companies have been complaining about the iTunes Music Store pricing.
And you know who I want to hear from? And no offense here, Claude, but maybe if Juke, our listener Juke out there, who runs KC Host,
exactly.
Riff Revolution, if he can call in and kind of relay some stories, because he does a show on his networks that brings in a lot of local talent. I'm curious, you know, what do a lot of local talent, how do they feel about this? Because here is a major, you know, the Fuck Monkey corporations are saying this for everyone. That means that's trickled down. That's gonna affect, you know, these people who do music as a hobby or who are just new to putting out an album.
And you just hit the nail on the head totally. I mean, look at that right there. What the way the RIAA and the record labels right now are working is they're basically taking people. They want to get somebody who's a big fucking, you know, star or something and say, oh, guess what, man, we're going to sign you to a record contract, but you're going to be working for us even though you're going to live a little fucking rock star lifestyle and shit. What they want to do is everyone wants to get their goddamn hand in the cookie jar so they can say, oh, look, we're going to fuck over these other artists. Now, you know, I'm not saying it happens every time, but it happens a lot. And the problem is, there's a lot of local music that goes undiscovered in the process. That's why, you know, RIAA, aside from the obvious of fucking straight out stealing music, I'll admit Napster was, even though I'm a fucking hardcore user of that shit. Yeah, it was illegal, no doubt. I'm not going to argue that at all. But at the same time, there were a lot of undiscovered bands that people found through Napster. I know you hate this group. I know you fucking hate that song with a passion. You would groan every time I'd fucking play it, dude. Perfect example, dude. Flux Capacitor.
Oh, I hate that song.
You fucking love that song, dude. You're like, fuck, is this a Casio keyboard?
The introduction of the song is a fucking demo on a Casio keyboard.
Yeah.
It sucks ass.
I like the song, man. I thought it had some decent singing stuff. But the point is, with iTunes, the way iTunes is going to start going is, I wouldn't be surprised to see if iTunes starts, you know, tapping into, like, local music and shit. I mean, wouldn't that be fucking killer if a local band could go down, drop a couple grand at some place like Rock and Roll Ranch Studios out there in Vegas, get a fucking album cut, and then have the shit, like, uploaded to iTunes just like a podcast?
Wait, is that Jenny bitching in the background?
What?
Is Jenny bitching about something in the background, or is she just talking?
No, she has more input to put on for MySpace, actually.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, let me go ahead and pass the phone to her, because she needs help.
Okay, well...
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Oh, I was just, you know, mentioning to him, because he was going on about, you know, unsigned bands and even some regular bands, that they're all on MySpace, and it's all... The MP3s on there, you can all download them for free. If the band that has them allows you to.
Yeah, but, you know,
they have that right.
I think what we're discussing here is the fact that...
Of taking,
you know, because
music.
The Fuck Monkey organizations want to lock it down to where those local bands can't even advertise for themselves in that manner.
Yep.
Right.
Because that is taking it from, you know, one recorded medium and putting it into an MP3. Now, I guess the argument could be said, though, if they release it as MP3, maybe they can't then shift it to being whatever format to put it on a CD.
Yeah.
You know, that may be, but again, it's going backwards. All right, well, thank you very much for calling. Actually, could you put Claude back on the line?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, now, we're going to go ahead and switch topics here.
Did you fuck her?
No, we're not going to go that. What we want to know, though, you posted a story on Spankwagon this evening about video cameras in Houston.
Yes.
Go ahead and, for the audience at home, elaborate on that.
Okay, let's talk about fucking Houston down here. First of all, Houston is a fucking overtaxed city. I don't mean physically or monetarily. Houston right now, this is like really great. There's like a whole shitload of fucking Hurricane Katrina evacuees that are still fucking here and don't get a clue to get a fucking job. All right? So check this out. This is so totally awesome, okay? None of them can scream race card.
Race card. Race card.
They can't.
Race card.
Nope, can't.
Race
because,
card.
Because they, and they interview other people of the same color.
Race card.
And denomination on TV going, get these New Orleans people out of here. They're totally horrible and ruining our fucking city. The fucking murder rate down here has skyrocketed and shit. And check this out. School fights right there. Rapes are up and shit amongst school children and shit. It's fucking crazy.
Ooh, wait. Talk some more about that.
What? No. What I want to know about is these damn video cameras. What is the ideology behind the video cameras?
Let's go ahead. Let's talk about the video cameras. What happened is the police chief of the fucking Houston right here, he wants to go ahead. He wants to put cameras in certain locations. Now, we're not talking stuff like, you know, London, you know, where they had closed-circuit television on public places such as subways.
Right.
He wants to put them in places such as downtown. What he also wants to do is, as an example, certain things like bad neighborhoods, you know, like projects, and even privately owned apartment complexes that have, like, a certain amount of calls for police out there, you know, he wants to put cameras, closed-circuit television, on private property for actual apartment complexes.
Okay, now let's take
and
a look at this.
For
wait.
Other people, and he's alluded to this, constant troublemakers, you know, he's even talking about putting cameras into people's private homes criminals,
no.
Repeat offenders.
See, now that part is, to me, the line right there. You know, I can understand maybe putting them into a lobby of an apartment complex, but again, the abuse of that is the Jeff Parrish video that came out a couple years ago. The black male who was in a lobby of a tenement building in New York City was upset that his girlfriend was leaving him, so he committed suicide in the building.
I remember that video because I sent it to you, and you didn't know what the hell to make of it.
I didn't know what the hell to make of it, but what he did is it was on camera. He shot himself in the lobby, and you saw the entire scene.
Right.
And it was actually from a closed-circuit, direct-to-police station or a police substation or whatever.
There's even more than that, though. There was a cop just not too recently who was busted for using his on-dash camera to record people having sex out in a car somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing.
That was in Florida.
Yeah, here's what I want to point out. This is something I posted on Spankwagon in response. You know, if adding all these cameras...
That would be Spankwagon.net.
Yeah, of course, Spankwagon.net. If adding all these cameras are such a viable crime-fighting tool, how come it isn't working? Because obviously these criminals are still doing what they're doing. We just now watch it.
Well, it's not going to work at all. I mean, the problem with that you actually have with your typical fucking modern-day criminal is they have no fear of the law. They have no fear of law enforcement. And I'm not saying this to be like some kind of fucking, you know, political statement right there, but the problem is, it's like you take a wild animal, okay? You take a perfect example is like down in California, all right, where they don't hunt as much as they do in places such as down here or the Midwest or even in Nevada. What you do is you get mountain lions and shit, okay? Now, these mountain lions have known since the beginning of time. They see mankind. Mankind has guns. Mankind kills them. They get scared. Well, in so many recent years, the past decades, people have been running from mountain lions, and now the mountain lions see humans not as a threat but as fucking prey.
Okay.
2 years ago, if you remember, they had the thing down there where they had one mountain lion that, like, mauled 8 people, and they eventually had to kill this damn thing. The problem that you have is people are not going to stop. It's not a crime deterrent. Okay, because these people don't fear punishment. If they did, you know, they obviously wouldn't be committing crimes in the first place.
Right.
Granted, there are some people who are just put into a bad situation, you know, and that's the only way they see. I understand that totally.
Okay, but now let's get a legal standpoint on these cameras. What kind of, I've heard of some of these cameras, the speed cameras, where people have been able to have the tickets overturned because you have the right to face your accuser
now,
in court.
Hold on,
while
hold
you've
on.
Got a whole
the speed cameras are completely and utterly different.
Now, hold on. What we're talking about is the ability to overturn something because of this camera. Now, how did the camera's video evidence stand up in court? Say someone were to catch someone in one of these privately owned apartment complexes, this camera, what kind of... I mean, how would you be able to get around that, or where is it going to stand?
Well, I think you could make just a basic probable cause or reasonable suspicion argument to say that, look, you know, what probable cause did the government have to have this camera invading my private space and videoing everything that I'm doing and sending it straight to the police station?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have Fourth Amendment search and seizure rules to make sure that the government has reasonable suspicion or probable cause in different circumstances before they invade our privacy, before they come investigate.
Question now, and this is just me thinking, I don't know, slightly abstract. I don't remember what it is in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, but the whole fact that we cannot have military being forced to stay at your home.
Right, you're not required to quarter military.
Okay, but can that kind of be stretched to these cameras? Because, I mean, the police force is a military force. And they are now monitoring them and taking over into your life.
Yeah, I don't know that you could extend that, but I think you certainly have some privacy and some search and seizure issues. I mean, what they're doing is tantamount to putting a 24-hour search in your house.
Right, exactly.
Which is what they want to do in certain cases here as well. It's being actually proposed by the city.
Well, you know, we get real close to Big Brother is watching you with some of that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, let's look what is happening over in England. You know, they've had a case. I think we talked about it on the show in the past. The dude was watching the chick shower. Screw her boyfriend.
Wait. Say that again.
They were watching the chick shower.
Sorry, go on.
Okay. You know, things of that nature where, you know, overseas they're doing that. And they're monitoring, you know,
well,
they've got these cameras where they pivot and they position, and they have, you know, a wide angle of viewing where they can watch people now. And they are watching people.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. I know what you're saying on that shit right there, and it's probably the same thing that, like, the fucking FBI does when they do, like, phone monitors, for example, like during criminal investigations, like for, like, mafia, for example. They're only allowed to monitor, like, 30 seconds of a call to see if it's personal or not. And then if it's not for criminal intent, you know, then what they would do is they would have to, you know, cease monitoring. At that point, you know, like a minute later, people would actually get online or actually jump on the phones, discuss business, and hang up and turn the phones back over to their wives, you know, to cover everything up. Now, it's very interesting right here. There is one thing. The traffic cameras in a lot of cases have been found to be illegal. And the reason some of the traffic cameras were found to be illegal was, for example, down in San Diego. I'm trying to think of the company who actually manufactured the cameras, but they had a deal going on where not only would the city purchase the cameras for them at a reduced price, but they would get a percentage of every single speeding ticket or red light abuse that was actually caught. So there was actually reasoning on there too to say, hey.
So in other words, there was an obvious case of financial motivation.
Right, and that was determined illegal. I know there was like a legal term for that. But that was determined illegal. And in England, you know, they didn't have anything like that. So, you know, it's really hard to fight shit like that.
Now, Claude, right? when you mentioned that, though, our in-studio guest, our checks and balances lawyer here, gave a little chuckle and kind of rolled her eyes a little. Now, what was that
about? What was that about?
I don't know. I think you're seeing things.
About the traffic cameras
and you went, in San Diego.
You gave us a little. What is your feeling on these cameras then?
Let's, I just think the traffic cameras are ridiculous. They put them in here in Las Vegas, but they've not been able to get it passed to be able to use them. But certainly, yeah, there's a if the manufacturer has a deal going with the city
kickbacks.
While they're getting kickbacks, you know, how is that not some sort of bribery or
doesn't
know?
It sound like something Gilardi would come up with? I mean, right there, it certainly does.
Something like that. All right, well, Claude, thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Not a problem.
All right, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right.
Sounds good.
Or sooner, who knows.
Or sooner. All righty.
Now, we know we're twitching for a break here, but before we get on to break, I really want to talk about this one very specific story, and it's kind of an important one in my eyes. In New York City, there is a comic, and his name is Club Soda Kenny. And he is a very foul, raunchy comic. And in his act, he makes jokes about molesting his own son and raping a bride at knife point and fucking his dog. Ooh. Sorry. Anyway, so he makes a lot of these comments on a lot of these jokes. And several tapes of his act were sent to his superiors. Now, I'm going to let our lawyer take over this, and because she's done some good research on this. And fill these guys in and let them know what's going on in this case.
Well, essentially what happened is once the police department got wind of what this man was doing, they stripped him of his badge, took his gun, and put him on unpaid administrative leave pending an investigation.
Yeah, for those of you that missed it, this comic is also a cop.
Right.
Yeah.
He's actually a 22-year officer. He's a sergeant, I believe, and pretty close to retirement or eligibility for his pension. There's talk now of stripping him of his pension and possibly terminating him from the police force based on his appearance as a stand-up comedian. They've essentially alleged two things. One is that he is participating in conduct that's unbecoming of an officer.
But he wasn't doing it as an officer.
Correct. I agree wholeheartedly with you. He was Club Soda Kenny. He did not bring his career, his employment, his police force, or anything into the comedy club with him.
Now, people that are fans of Club Soda Kenny had no idea he was a cop. People that have been seeing him, you know, he's been on again, off again, a comic for quite a while now, and nobody had any clue. People were absolutely oblivious to the fact that he was a cop.
Beyond that, the police force didn't know he was out there doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah. So
his two roles, as it were completely separate.
Even more so than Bruce Wayne and Batman. Now, you brought with you a copy of the Code of Ethics.
I did. This is the West Orange Police Department Written Directive System Code of Ethics, effective as of 10/1/99.
And this is where he is located at, or where he is...
This is where I understand
he West
is
Orange, out in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. Correct. And, you know, essentially it's a one-page document. I found it today on the West Orange Police Department website under their documents section. But what it says is that it requires officers to keep their private life unsullied as an example to all and to behave in a manner that does not bring discredit to the officer or the agency. So, essentially, if they're alleging that he was participating in conduct unbecoming of an officer, that's the only way that I could even find them to be able to make that argument.
But since he kept those two lives absolutely separate, there really is no way that they can make that claim.
Well, look, it looks bad, and I understand that. From the police department's perspective, it looks bad that one of their police officers is out there making jokes about things as horrific as rape and child molestation.
Well, you call horrific, I call hot.
Oh, well, you know. But they, you know, from a free speech standpoint, the guy's got he's not acting as a police officer. He's not advocating these things. He's not standing up saying, you know, I'm Sergeant such and such from the West Orange Police Department, and here's how I feel about rape. He's putting on a comedy show.
Under a different name, under a different name. As a character, not necessarily as a cop. Now, where was he an officer at?
Where was he an officer?
Yeah, where was he an officer
West at? West Orange, New Jersey. Orange,
and where was he doing these acts? Where was he going to do his comedy bit?
As far as I understand, it's pretty much all around the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut area, the tri-state area.
So there's a possibility that someone who went to one of his shows could have been someone that he pulled over for DUI days before.
Well, here's the thing, though. I think he's been in IAD for the last 10 years.
IAD.
Internal Affairs.
Okay.
So the Rat Squad. He's been in IAD for a good couple of years now. So there's two schools of thought about, and this is where it gets really kind of interesting, because Club Soda Kenny is a well-known character on the Opie and Anthony show.
Mm.
But not the only people who knew Club Soda Kenny was a cop, or that Sergeant Fetters was a cop, were Opie and Anthony, a couple guys behind the scenes. Most of the people involved with the show and listening to the show had no clue.
Okay.
So the two schools of thought right now are either one, it was a cop that he took down, or, and this is tinfoil hat, but it seems to make sense, that it may actually have been Howard Stern or one of his lackeys or someone working with him.
Not stretching.
For the stuff that's been going on lately.
Looking at the clock, we got to go ahead and take another break. So let's point out, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back.
That's right, boys and girls, we are back to Cheney Watch 06. So far, there is still no sign of the vice president, but we do have some audio from him earlier. So yeah, that's Cheney Watch 06. That's where we're at so far.
So right now he's admitting that he will go after them.
Well, you know, it's an unconfirmed stuff. It's an unconfirmed tape at this point. The FBI has not been able to confirm it.
They've not been able to put it through the audio lab.
Yeah, and okay. We do not have it could have been released earlier.
This is fun.
Yeah, we just need to keep that going in the background. So okay. Wow, that was awesome. So we had some good lawyer talk there.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of attorneys, the attorney that was shot by Cheney is being released from the hospital, or has been released from the hospital today. He says accidents do and will happen. The lawyer shot by Vice President Dick Cheney during the hunting trip was being discharged from the hospital Friday, and he told reporters he was deeply sorry for all the trouble Cheney faced over the past week.
Yeah, I do feel bad about that, but I would do it again if I had to.
You know, this guy you just said this during the break. He apologized to Dick Cheney for getting shot. I'm sorry I got shot there, Dick. It's paper. Read it. First paragraph.
I'd just like to thank Harry. I do accept his apology. And make sure you stay out of the way of my shotgun next time.
I don't know if you've been listening to exact the details on this. You realize that hunting, I've seen hunting in places, but never like this. Apparently, some hunters walk or they hike or they ride ATVs. Mr. Cheney drove up to a pen of quail, hand raised, and I swear to God, they must have fed these things out of something that looked like a shotgun. Drove up, they opened the gates, they flushed them out, and somehow Cheney shot his friend. And you know what really cracks me up about this, too? He was asked if he went with him to the hospital, and he said, here, I'll dodge it here.
So I had my physician's assistant go in the ambulance, and there were some other people there, but there just wasn't really room for me. I had to leave.
So he did not go, but apparently, earlier in the same interview, he said something along the lines of that there was an entire entourage, multiple cars behind him. So, Dick, here's my question for you. Why didn't you get in one of the other cars and follow your friend to the hospital? I mean, you could have accepted that apology in person.
Because it's the vice president. Anything happens, he flies to Ohio or Omaha or wherever his safe building is.
Yeah, I had a couple beers. And no, it was just the one. It was just the one beer. But it was a 40. It's a Colt 45. But I do it again if I have to.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Vice President.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, now, first off, these were pinned and caged animals you were shooting.
They were wild animals, and they were possible terrorist animals of that.
Terrorist animals? How do you figure a quail?
Well, that's our Guantanamo Quail Bay. That's what that was right there.
You have
there for America's protection.
Now, wait a minute. You have Gitmo Bay for quails. Let me ask you this.
Wait a minute. Why are you questioning me? Why?
This is freedom.
America.
This is the media. This is the media.
Hey, listen to me now. Okay, these quail.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
Confirmed information that they had chemical weapons and they had a mobile lab.
Okay, let me ask you this then, Mr. Vice President. If this is the Gitmo for quail, how come, well, do they have cigarette burns on them? Are they tied up in weird poses and photographed with part of our military?
We have various ways to interrogate these animals and to find out where their terrorist headquarters are. And,
but do you know where their terrorist headquarters are? You have them pinned up.
But we have to get more information about their leaders.
Okay.
So it's for your safety. So you're giving safe haven to the terrorists. You're giving them a reason to continue. Do not question us. We know what we are doing. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control. Go back to bed, America. We have it all figured out.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
Cheney 08.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Wow, that actually...
That was on the bat phone there. I don't know how we're ever going to get a hold of him again, and I don't know how we got a hold of him that time.
I don't think we did it legally. I'm just saying. Oh, hey, wait, let me drop the line. Hold on, let's... I think we dropped the line. I think the line has dropped. Okay, let's try it. Let's try it. No, damn it. Oh, Christ. Oh, let's... Okay. I think... Okay, is this should be the button here. Okay. Oh, come on. What is he doing? Get off of my line, Dick. Dick, I'm hanging up on you. Hear me, Dick? By Halliburton. I heard that, you
Wow,
dick.
That was kind of scary. Kind of scary. Okay, so let's do some news. Let's do some news, because we're running out of time. Hey, do you have MIDI for tonight, by the way?
No, I haven't had a chance to set it up.
All right, no shitty MIDI. So, yeah, fuck off. All right, let's do some news, man.
Actually...
Or do you want me to do a piece of news that I'm dying to talk about?
Go for it.
Oh, man. So everybody here knows that I am a huge baseball fan, and the big piece of baseball news this week was Sammy Sosa. Mr. Sammy, who only had a one-year contract from the Orioles, didn't really get too many offers in the offseason. Yeah, he got the one. He got one offer from the Washington Nationals for $500,000. Compared to previous salaries that he's accepted, that's really not a lot. He received this offer about a week and a half ago.
From the Washington Nationals, who started out really awesome last year, I will say.
They started out as your general expansion team. Now, here's the details on it. It was 1 year. It was non-guaranteed, and it was only $500,000. So Sammy was just a little on the upset side. Let me get to the story here, and I'll... So basically, they gave them this non-guaranteed contract, which a non-guaranteed contract means at any time they can cut him loose, and that's the last thing Sammy wants. That also means...
Wait, what happened to the Orioles?
He only had a one-year contract with them.
Oh, okay.
And they opted not to renew it, which I think was probably a marvelous thing.
Sammy wasn't really doing much with them.
Sammy Sosa's career the last couple of years has been really, really bad, and then there was a whole corked bat incident. So he only got the one offer in the offseason. It was for only, you know, $500,000, and considering a guy that commanded a salary of a couple of million at a time, this was kind of shit. So basically what ended up happening here was he turned it down.
Okay.
He has no other offers. So there are no flowers, no parade, no banners, no tearful goodbyes.
Aww.
It's a so long, Sammy, and take your cork bat with you and your multiple hand motion thanking whatever.
Now, wait a minute. Do you really think that cork bat was intentional?
Definitely.
You do. See, I don't think it's intentional.
Without a shadow of a doubt. And you know what's the really funny part about it? Corked bats do not help.
No, they don't. They're not really all that special to begin with.
No, it doesn't make the ball go any further. It just increases your bat speed slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy has been on downhill decline. He's looking for money. He's thinking along the lines that he's going to get money. Like, even Bernie Williams, who's older than Sammy, is getting a shitload more money than Sammy's getting. Sammy's pissed, and now he's gone. And I wouldn't take it to be a bad thing if we saw him in a couple of AAA games for a couple of teams just to draw some heat, get a couple butts in the seats. But yeah, Sammy Sosa is gone. So long, Sammy. Take your steroids with you.
Well, there you go. Hey, I just came in, and I think we need to play this.
Uh-oh.
It's a press conference, folks. I don't know. Maybe we can get to this live here in just a second. We're tuning in. I don't know. Are the mics on?
I think the mics are on.
Here we go.
Program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law.
Oh shit!
All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m.
Is this Gonzalez?
I don't know.
After work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot.
Uh-oh. Remain sounds like Cheney's calm. Out there.
Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Houses will be inspected for trace elements at noon. Anyone who fails to display the required embossed black velvet Mexican painting of Alexander Haig on their living room wall will be shot.
I think Mr. Cheney's getting a lot more ammo.
Cameras and surveillance equipment will be posted on all lampposts and streetlights.
Oh, shit.
Anyone failing to attend required worship services on Sunday will be promptly arrested and dispatched to a re-education resort. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
Well,
and
that was
some interesting
interesting breaking news there. I'm a little afraid. Like I said, I think Mr. Cheney's gonna need a lot more ammo.
What did he's not back in the line, is he?
I don't
Tell
know.
Me we didn't hit that line.
Ah, yeah, Jesus!
I've got bird shot for you.
Holy shit!
He's got bird shot.
He's fucking scary, man. He's the Prince of Darkness, man.
Don't you fucking doubt it, asshole. I ran Halliburton. I can run this country. That little puppet George, he doesn't know what's going on. I'm running the show now.
Okay, we're dropping that line right now.
Oh, man, he's a scary motherfucker.
All right, moving right along.
Hey, Treacher.
Click. All right, let's get rid of him. Let's. I don't know. Our lawyer's sitting here in stunned awe. What?
Do you want to go hunting
with No, I don't want to go hunting with
oh,
you.
Shit. He's a scary dude,
the
man.
The last person I want to go hunting with is the vice president.
Okay, he's getting right in there.
Sorry.
Don't turn my mic. No, other button, dude. Oh, Cheney's on the other line.
There we go.
There you go.
Other line.
Our lawyer is just standing here. How are we as far as standards and practices tonight?
You're doing okay.
Oh, good. We're going to have to change that.
Yeah, we're going to have to really work on this.
Cun. This is cool. What is this in the background, by the way? This is not your usual choice.
No, this is David Holmes. This is from Ocean's 12, the shittiest remake ever, or shittiest sequel I've seen lately. It's kind of good.
Wow.
I like it. Got to groove to something different once in a while, you know?
This is nice, dude. I dig this. All right, Trench, what do you got?
Oh, it's a sad day for gamer geeks everywhere. Hope is fading at Atari. Bad times just got worse at Atari.
I thought you were going to say they ran out of Pop-Tarts.
No, the E.T. video game is being made into a sequel. No, I'm just kidding. As the company has now posted a 35% decline in sales during the holiday quarter.
Eesh.
The struggling video game publisher also announced that CFO Diane Baker has resigned effective immediately to pursue a new opportunity. And if that wasn't enough, the company said that HSBC, the bank that is provided with working capital, just cut off the company's credit line.
Now, you know, it's funny. Atari is the distribution company for the Unreal Tournament series, and they've just announced Unreal Tournament 2007. I wonder if they're going to have to find new distribution.
Well, they're going to have to find new distribution. I mean, this is Atari. You know, they've fucked themselves all the way back to 1980.
Goddamn landmark, man.
You know, they fucked themselves all the way back in 1980. When they screwed over Nolan Bushnell.
Nolan who?
The guy who created Atari, Nolan Bushnell. Guy who created Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, I know.
Okay, just making sure. You know, I mean, between that, the poor games, the fact that they thought they were indestructible all the way back then, and I got to sneeze.
God bless you.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus, not you again. No, you're gone. All right.
A scary dude, man.
The uncertainties have caused conditions to raise a substantial amount of doubt about Atari's ability to continue going.
Wow.
So basically, it looks like maybe we might be looking at the final, the very, very end of Atari. Atari will be doing the Amiga trick.
Dude, I bet you this is Dick Cheney's doing.
This has nothing to do with Dick.
I bet you
this
he's behind
dickless.
It. He's behind
this
it.
This is absolutely dickless.
It is not dickless.
This
Dick
is
Cheney
dickless.
Is behind this.
Dick Cheney, the Dick doesn't care about Atari.
I care.
Why would you care? Why do you care, Dick?
Joy to millions of children. I eat children. No joy. More children than eat.
Oh, you sound like more like Walt
Christ.
Disney
yeah,
every
no
day.
Shit. Hey, I got some for you. Hey, lawyer.
Yeah.
Did you go to Yale?
No.
I bet you
Harvard?
Did.
No.
No, check this out.
Actually,
porn stars.
She went to the toughest fucking law school in the world, supposedly, from what I hear. And what did you? What part of your class did you graduate?
Number one.
Look at that.
That is fucking
we got
awesome.
A prime lawyer. We got a prime
lawyer.
Lawyer
that actually isn't, you know, isn't Glenn Luna.
Glenn, whatever.
Glenn
hey, leave that poor guy alone.
Oh, come on. I got it. It's either him or Ed Bernstein.
So, hey, I got
Ed Bernstein, who does more on TV than, I mean, he is on TV, radio.
Well, when you fail a Senate run, there's not much left for you to do.
Yeah, that's true.
So, hey, I got something that's going to make you wish you went to Yale. Porn stars, sex toys, part of Yale program. Tell me, do you like porn stars and sex toys?
Of course.
Oh, look
wow.
at that. We've got a goer. Hey, there can we go. See your tits?
No.
God damn it. Fuck. Okay, so, sex toys, strippers, stripping lessons, and lectures on dating feature at Yale's Sex Week program. In a lecture hall on Yale's storied, I'm back on the Sammy Sosa, storied old campus, not long after an afternoon astronomy class has cleared out, a middle-aged sex toy saleswoman demonstrates her technique and hands out free products to an eager crowd.
Wait. Demonstrates and then hands out products?
Yep.
Is there like a sanitary law against that? You know, chainsaws and...
Now, she's a middle-aged woman and she sells sex toys. Do you think... Sex toys. Do you think she has to have one that you have to kickstart like a Harley to get her off? I want you to close your eyes, Patty Brisbane playfully instructs a young man as he rubs scented lotion
so
into
ugly.
His forearm and to raucous laughter, reaches for an electronic toy and glove, fantasizes about having an all-over body
glove.
Massage.
Glove? What is she doing
I
with
don't
the
know,
other
man.
Hand?
Maybe it's a power glove. Welcome to Sex Week at Yale.
Woohoo!
Biennial campus, biennial celebration has become one of the most provocative campus events in the country. So you can spend untold hundreds of thousands of dollars on an education and wind up knowing the same shit I found out with two
by accident?
Really whorish girlfriends and a...
You know, you got to admit, though, you know, someone is actually very smart. If they can have people pay them to learn this shit.
Yeah.
You had to learn, like I said, by accident.
Well, it wasn't really an accident. It was all more trial and error, and, well the error wasn't all there. Hey, but speaking of shit that's really stupid, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Solving dilemmas, curing boredom, sure. But an organized sport? The combatants face each other over a high-top table as a crowd of beer drinkers shout encouragement. The referee, a curvy brunette in a tight black t-shirt, clenches a manicured hand and calls out, ready, 1, 2, 3, shoot! They gathered at Sarasota's Hooters in mid-January to witness or take part in an ancient game of hand-to-hand combat that has solved some of life's toughest questions like who rides shotgun or who gets the last slice of pizza. Laugh if you want, but the rock, paper, scissors is on its way to an organized worldwide sensation. That's right, a rock, paper, scissors league.
Okay, you know, we're going to just see this on the Spike Network. It'll be on at midnight, and they'll have all kinds of money spent into it and watch it tank miserably. Here we go. Here's something out in New York City.
New York City.
The New York Police Department is adding the muscle of the old General Lee to its fleet of cars. How did Dick get involved? Dick is just everywhere. Everywhere you turn, there's Dick.
That's the problem.
Wow. Okay.
Are we pushing that slander button a little?
You've killed Dick.
Oh, we've killed Dick. Dick, you're dead.
I died years ago.
It's zombie Dick.
Now I survive by sticking the blood of small children and lawyers.
Hey.
Run!
The department has announced plans to buy a string of 2006 Dodge Chargers to track down speeders. I love this comparable.
Hold on. This is New York City.
Where are they going to run to?
Have you ever seen traffic in New York City?
Yes, it's gridlock. I mean,
speeding?
No. You know why? They're going to fucking ramp these cars through the Garment District. Oy vey!
Fucking great.
Boom. You know, that's what's going to happen. The 1969 version of the Charger starred in the Dukes of Hazzard television show and last year's movie version. How the fuck do you tie in the cool Charger with the family car is stupid. Okay, there will be a V6 version of the muscle car. Then it's not a muscle car.
Oh, shit.
Patrolling the streets of New York's five boroughs and a V8 version on the highways.
Again, have you ever seen the highways? The LIE and shit?
Dude,
oh, my God.
It is, you know...
It's fucking bumper to bumper.
Bumper to bumper. What kind of a fucking car chase? Now, if they did this in L.A., That makes sense. They did this in Houston. That makes
LA,
sense.
I don't know. I mean, you've seen the car chases there with OJ, 15 miles an hour down
the
freeway.
No. You got to watch the. You got to watch some. There's bunch better car chases than that. But like the one down in Houston recently, where they chased the guy all around town, he T-boned a lady.
Nice.
You know, and I love it.
Oh wait, you said T-boned.
T-boned. Yeah, sorry. Best part about that, you know, you're watching this guy. He's going.
Oh, I know what the best part about that was. Sorry.
Dick is more entertaining. You can show. So check it out.
I think he's having his heart restarted.
Probably. Jump clear. All right. So basically what the guy does, he's going down the wrong way in an on-ramp, right? Hits the lady head on, right? She jumps out. All the newscasts are going, she's checking to see if he's injured. No. She starts pounding on the window. They're still trying. This is Fox News. Gotta love the commentators there. They're saying, oh, she's just checking to make sure everything's okay. Bullshit. She was smacking at the window. And you find out why 2 minutes later. They pull a baby seat from the back of her car.
Okay,
she
here's
wasn't,
the question.
She wasn't trying to, like, are you okay?
Here we go. Here's some of that hypothetical shit we're talking about. Okay, so somebody T-bones me. I get out and beat the shit out of them on the side of the highway. What kind of time am I looking at?
You're going to jail.
Yeah, how long?
Well, you know.
I mean, if we're looking at, like, 6 months, I can do 6 months. That's not a problem.
Bullshit. They hit me. They hit my car.
No, but if I get out and beat the shit out of them.
They earned it.
Well, they might have earned it, but that doesn't mean that you have the right to go haul off and hit somebody. They didn't threaten you. They didn't hit you. They did hit me.
They hit my car.
Americans are known for putting that car as an extension of their body. They put on socks and shoes, but that car is their
penis.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Penis. Thank you, Dick. Dick would know penis.
I know penis.
Thank you, Dick.
You're welcome. Want to go hunting?
No. I still do not want to go hunting with you. Okay, so here's the thing. They hit my car. Fucking example. We were helping our friend redo his backyard almost a year ago now. Okay? On the way home, I had my wife, myself, my son, and a friend in the car. Okay? We got rear-ended because a vehicle in front of me stopped, and I obey those goddamn traffic laws. Keep my distance, all that shit. Well, that lot of good it did me, because I get rear-ended. I get out of that car, I wanted to strangle the motherfucker. I don't have a right to do that. I don't have the right to vent my anger that they hit me.
You have the right to vent your anger. You just can't go throttle the guy. You sue him.
Okay, so if I do smash his fuck, what kind of time am I looking at? That's what I want to know.
Welcome to the United States of litigation.
Say I hit him in the throat and then smash his forehead on his hood. What kind of time am I looking at?
Do you cause him substantial bodily harm?
Hopefully. Oh, yeah. I'm hitting him in the throat and smashing his forehead on his hood. Yeah.
Well, you go to jail for over a year.
A year?
Over a year. You know, and you talk about traffic, you know.
I got to weigh that out. A year in jail. Wait, you're away.
That's a
peace
year.
And quiet from the wine.
Wait.
Asshole
that's a
stretched
year.
Out.
Thank you. Just going to say, don't.
Federal bang me in the ass prison. You know who could get me out, though?
Who? Yeah, but I don't think Dick would help you.
I think he might.
Dick might just screw you.
I've got the tape. I know where he is. So here's something fucking creepy. Doctor removes 11-centimeter worm from a woman's eye.
Ew.
Wait, come on. I want to see it. Let's hear it. Oh, look at that. I made her squirm. Doctors at a clinic in someplace in Serbia have removed an 11...
Doctors at a clinic.
You want to say this? K-R-A-G-U-J-E-V-A-C.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
No, fuck you. There are too many vowels in that as it is. Central Serbia, have removed an 11-centimeter long intestinal worm from a woman's eye socket.
Wait a minute. What is a fucking tape worm
well,
doing
let me
in her
tell
eye?
You. Shut the fuck up and listen. According to preliminary results, the worm was taken from a 37-year-old patient's eye, belongs to the Acacians family, a common intestinal
special?
Parasite. No, it's Acacius.
Oh, Acacius. I thought
there's
you said
an R in there. No, anyway, it's got an R in it. A common intestinal parasite in pigs that is also found in humans. No similar case has ever been recorded in Serbia, probably in Europe. Rodimar Stojevec, whatever, a doctor at the clinic told a news agency. The parasite had probably traveled through the patient's blood from the digestive tract into the eye socket. Doctors at the clinic believe. Did your penis go up inside your body on that one?
No, but my stomach is in knots.
Mine's going up inside to play. Okay, so here's something for you. I know you got something there, but let me
interject.
So, okay, we all know the age-old question. Who would win in a fight, polar bear or silverback gorilla?
I don't think I've ever asked that question in my life.
Well, then you must be the gay. because any heterosexual male has asked himself this question. And you know we've had this conversation, a couple of us, who would win in a fight? Now, who do you think would win in a fight?
Between
a polar bear and a silverback gorilla.
I'd assume the gorilla would win because the gorilla had more agility.
See, but then you get into that whole, you know, I think it's the gorilla too. Miss Lawyer?
I gotta go with the polar bear.
See, there you go. The polar bear. It's because he's white. Okay, so check
this out. Oh, now it's a race thing. Now it's a fucking whitey versus monkey thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you have to call black people monkeys?
Never mind. I'm not even gonna go there because I've sunk my own battle.
Look, we got standards and practices over there. She will fuck you up.
All right.
Why you gotta be a racist, dude?
I'm not playing the race card.
It's a nigga moment. All right, so.
Oh, Jesus, nigga. What?
Nigga moment said the number three killer of black peoples right behind pork and FEMA. All right, so get this. I can't say her last name, but polar bear, no match for fearsome mother somewhere in Russia. Tiny Lydia showed incredible bravery and strength last week when she tackled a polar bear who threatened her son and two friends as they played hockey in front of the youth center. She's 41 years old, who lives not far from the youth center, and was outside when she saw her two younger children being eyed by the bear. She immediately ran towards the animal. All she could do was think about protecting her 7-year-old son. The woman heading to work from the youth center saw her fighting with the bear. The eyewitness told police that she saw her in front of the youth center trying to kick the bear. She screamed, "Polar bear!" Meanwhile, the child ran to alert a gentleman to tell him that the bear was in town. He ran to his brother's house and grabbed a .303 caliber rifle from a house. Yeah, yeah.
That was my rifle. That was my rifle. This is my gun. This is for shooting my friends, and this is for shooting polar bears.
So, and they shot the bear. But this woman tackled and tried to fucking go Bruce Lee on a polar bear. So wait, now here's where the equation comes into play. Who do you think would win in a fight, a 41-year-old little woman or a silverback gorilla?
Now, where's the
Just answer the question. Who's going to win, the silverback gorilla or the 41-year-old woman?
The 41-year-old woman has enough cojones.
Well, she can take on a polar bear, but who do you think she... Look, polar bear doesn't have opposable thumbs.
Okay, I still go for the monkey.
Okay, so since the monkey can beat the woman and the woman can beat the bear, the fucking monkey beats the bear.
Okay, let's try that slower and...
Okay, since the monkey, since the gorilla can beat the woman, and the woman can beat the bear, hence, silverback gorilla can beat a polar bear. Counselor, anything?
Logical fallacy.
What about my phallic? Did you see the shudder? That's the best part. Did you see
it? That's awesome.
Oh, that was awesome.
Out of the corner of my eye.
Oh, what do you got there for me, Trench? Why you gotta play the gorilla music?
Oh, that ain't gorilla music. I'm sorry. Let me go and get some gorilla music here for you. Why don't you really want this whole gorilla theme going on, so let's see what we have here. There we go. This is more your steam.
There you go. This is Kids with Guns, isn't it?
Yes.
Kids with guns. Kids with guns. Taken over by what belong. They mesmerize skeletons. Kids with guns. Kids with guns. Easy does it, they got something to say. Now they're turning us into monsters. Turning us into fire. Turning us into monsters. It's all desire. It's all desire. It's all desire. Drinking out. Pacify. Taking soul. Where you are. Doesn't make sense to, but
does it easy, does it? They've got something to say.
You know, something just came in on the little bit of a dedication here. Because it was a 40-some-odd-year-old mother that attacked the polar bear, we got to play this. Walk my way.
Well, look, he's fucking... How old is Chaney? You expect him to know the fucking tune?
I expect Dick Cheney to know the fucking words of a song.
Look, we're lucky Chaney's still alive. Did you see the tits that got flashed? I'm sure he was watching the camera.
He may have been.
Jesus, I'm surprised.
I don't even think I've had the camera on other than the title.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Anyhow, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm trying to think of what I got. I mean, I'm pretty much tapped out of news. You better have something.
Oh, man, I got all kinds of shit. Let's see here. Let me go into ye old mailbox. And I have to say thank you, if he's listening out there, I have to say thank you to my friend Ken. Since I was actually trapped in Utah today, he went and searched and found some news stories for me. So these
Very
are all
nice.
Courtesy of Ken. Here's one. This is it's a sad one. Since we don't have a dead celebrity
this week. We could have a dead celebrity.
Start it up. Let's do it.
Let me find my bits, because we didn't plan on this.
Christ on a crutch. Hurry up.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time in Spankwagon Radio where we honor the dead by informing you of the dead celebrities of the week. I don't think this one's a celebrity, but just go.
Hey, this week's dead celebrity is miniature golf pioneer Robert Taylor. Robert Taylor Sr., who, with his brother Joseph, helped revolutionize miniature golf by creating elaborate obstacles and custom courses, died Tuesday. He was 89. Unconfirmed reports say he was hit by a tee shot off of an actual golf course. This motherfucker is credited with creating windmills. Wow. Taylor, who worked as a leather sorter for Endicott Johnson Shoe Corp., was persuaded by a friend to invest in miniature golf. He built his first course in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. How can this be a pioneer of it if he's just investing?
Look, I don't know. In the 1940s, and he capitalized on the game's increasing popularity.
A pioneer creates.
Well, whatever. Well, holy shit. I was right. The Taylors also built courses in a bunch of other places. They built layouts featuring pinball machines, lighthouses, wishing wells, and the ever-popular windmill. Their designs were so popular that the U.S. military even requested some courses be sent to units in Asia and Africa. That is your dead celebrity of the week.
Courtesy of Spankwagon Radio.
Courtesy of Spankwagon Radio, miniature golf pioneer Robert Taylor.
You know, I'm glad you even thought of this, because I didn't even think of this. We've been forgetting this shit almost every week. We need to make sure we don't.
We gotta make
forget.
It a quick one though, because we do need to finish up some stuff.
Yes, we do. So let me go ahead and let's cue that bitch now.
Oh, bitch, take it, take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time in Spankwagon Radio where we give out mad props to you, the faithful listeners in the chat room. The lawyer's looking at the clicker lickers confused, but that's okay. First, let's give mad props to Andy One.
Mad props. Yeah, you make the little clicker thing.
Let's give mad props to Anorexic Pillow.
Skinny props.
Digital Diva.
Mad props.
Jenny and Claude X.
Pumper One's for me props.
Josh XIR.
Dude needs a new suffix. Props.
The Juke.
Oh, we gotta love this guy. Mad props. And we still want your social security number.
Virtual One.
Leet Hacker props.
And Sam.
Final props.
Okay, so,
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. I saw a little Timmy in there. Did we want to make fun of
him? No, let's not make fun
make
of Timmy.
Make fun of his mom.
You know what? No, come on.
We've got welfare bitch mom.
We've got a perfect opportunity. We've got a perfect opportunity to make fun of someone. So, you want to bring up the music for this?
I don't have the music.
Oh, you don't have any music for this? Hey, did you see the headlines this week?
What'd they say?
Dick blasts friend in face.
Oh my God, Dick blasts friend in face?
Yeah, I don't...
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Hey, get this. Dick blows wad in Buddy's eye.
Oh!
Dick's load causes heart attack in old man.
Oh!
Come on, you got anything? Come on, come on.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Come on, hit the speed round. It's the speed. I love it. Speed round. Let's see here. Dick blasts friends with what could be metal pearl necklace.
Dick going for quail, blast friend instead.
Oh, there he goes. Nice. Okay, wait. Let's see here. Dick's load almost kills Buddy.
Ooh, I like that one.
Brokeback quail hunting from Dick.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
Very good.
Okay, here we go. Let's see if I got anything else left here.
Okay, guys, come on. That's
what?
It.
No, come on. Hey, what are you doing? Get your hand up that cake.
Looks like the standards of practice has tried to get one up on us. I don't know why.
Did you see her reach for that cable?
She tried to reach for the cable, but we pulled the plug just in time because, you know, we're good like that.
Dude, I don't know.
We gotta be prepared. These lawyers, man, they're all shift. Oh shit, she's back. Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Sorry. Hey, dude, shifty I thought plugs. I told you to fucking mace her.
You know, you get Dick after
there
her.
There are fucking
Dick.
Stairs. Go
Dick.
Fucking kick her.
Dick, are you still on the line, Dick?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry. Okay, we need a favor. The lawyer we were talking to?
Yeah, what about her?
We know you like shooting lawyers. Lawyers are in season, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lawyers are definitely in season. Now, she made up...
She wearing orange.
We can get some Krylon. Krylon will fix that.
Bitch, you're mine.
Okay, so we'll take care of that later on. All right, let's...
I'm going down.
Looking at the time. You know what time it is?
Time for some shooting.
No, not for you, Dick. I'm cutting your line. Bye, Dick.
So you don't want to go hunt and catch.
Dick, bye.
Bye.
Dick, it was podcast.lvrocks.com.
Shut up, motherfucker. I'll take you hunting.
All right, just finish out.
If we're not live,
we're in the archive.
We're out hunting.
Fuck the hunting. All right, I also got to say a few bits of thank you to other people, such as All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP.net. Anything else?
I think he's actually off the line. I think he may have had another heart attack.
Good.
They got to restart him.
All right, again, I've been Trencher.
I'm Murphy. And with us tonight...
Our lawyer.
Standards and Practices
with us tonight. We do appreciate everybody tuning in. Everybody have a great week, and we will see you next Friday live.
I'm coming for you, bitches. Don't you forget it.
Come on! Leroy Nagin!
from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.